Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is Kirsten. Kirsten, how are you doing? Let us know where you live.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I am coming to you from Holland, Michigan.
Great. So let us know what you do.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I own a company called Kids Crafts that actually started in 2013. Do you want me to kind of get into the whole story right now?
Yeah, please let us know about it.
Okay, yeah. So I started in 2013, and the business prior to COVID was I was a supplier to places like Bass Pro Shop, Cabela's, and Macy's for their in-store kids events. So I would work with their marketing managers and develop crafts for, say, their Santos Wonderland event or a fall festival or Halloween. And so they would come to me and say, we want kind of a craft that would look like this. And my team and I would go back and develop these crafts. In 2019, we were importing almost 2 million crafts for these events. And then COVID hit and all events got canceled. And so my business really kind of was at a standstill of, what do I do? Do I shut down or do I pivot? Obviously, crafts were my wheelhouse. I knew how to create them and I knew how to mass produce them. But the question was, what's really going to differentiate me in the marketplace so that people would want to buy my crafts, you know, versus some other brand on the market? And so I'm a mom, and I know when I go to, a store and look at the different craft options, I knew, like, I had to figure out a way to set myself apart in the marketplace. And so I was really playing around with the idea of, like, why would someone want to choose my dream catcher craft over a different dream catcher? And I thought of the idea of, what if I theme these crafts around mighty trailblazing women that had a dream? And then not only are they creating a craft, but we're also providing a story around a woman that had a dream. So that's how I kind of pivoted the company. And so I created this Lead Her line, which is all themed around mighty trailblazing women. We include a craft about their journey. We include the high quality materials to then create the craft. And then we also include a Lead Her card that serves as kind of a parental resource to say, hey, what would you do if you were in Rosa's shoes? Or how would you use your voice for change in this situation? Because we're really targeting that tween market of girls, say, 8 to 13. And that's a tricky time where girls are kind of coming into their own and not knowing how to use their voice. And it can also be kind of a tricky time to talk to your tween, right? And so if they're crafting, we have this, you know, parental card that kind of can serve as that resource to use to kind of just spur on conversations with your girl. So we created the Lead Her line, but then I also wanted to incorporate a line of crafts that is kind of like jumpstarting your first business. And that came out of the same kind of principle of me creating a business, you know, in 2013. At the time, my two girls were super young. And so they have watched me create this whole company. And I think inadvertently, it kind of gave them that feeling of, oh, mom did it, I can do it too. That's easy. So I would see them, you know, selling painted rocks at the end of the driveway or, you know, cutting our flowers and selling them at the end of the driveway. And I thought, you know what? What if I create an entrepreneurial craft kit too that could jumpstart girls' first businesses? And so we have our Lead Her line, which is all about our trailblazers, but then we have an Innovate Her line, which is all about jumpstarting girls' first businesses. So those craft kits specifically include the materials to create products like pet tags or keychains. And then along with the materials, we include the packaging that they need to then actually sell them as a finished product at the end of the driveway. And then we include a Mighty Girl business plan so that they know how to cost their product and how to advertise it and, you know, create a name for their company and things like that. And so that's kind of our second collection of crafts is our Innovate Her line. And then we have a third collection, which is called our Create Her line. And those crafts are kind of the catch-all for everything I used to do. So when I would work with stores, we would make a really easy, low mess kind of craft, which was created out of felt. And those crafts are just really good for younger kiddos, you know, kids with special needs, elderly, because they're just easy. They come with picture instructions and they're just a fun, easy craft. And so there was still a market for that. And so we have that kind of in our Create Her line. So all that to say, I've kind of pivoted since 2019 into creating a craft company that is all about empowering girls and really helping them to see their full potential of what they can be and leaders for that next generation of women.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. So I can know how who is your audience, but if you can just let us know about your targeted audience explicitly, it will be good.
Yeah, so it's kind of tricky with our target audience because ultimately we're targeting the girls that are 8 to 13, yeah. Kind of that tween market, but obviously they're not the ones that are buying our crafts, right? So we're targeting educated adults ages 25 to say 38 that, you know, want more for their girls. They want more than what they had as girls. They see the importance and value of teaching trailblazing stories and wanting their girls to know women that have come before them. And so we're targeting those moms and dads that see the value and kind of, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit of girls and things like that. But we also are targeting kind of the cool aunt that's looking for a present, or the cool like godmother that's looking for a present for their niece or their, you know, goddaughter that just kind of helps them to stand out in, you know, giving their gifts. I guess another thing I should say about our crafts and what differentiates us beyond just kind of the themes around them is our packaging. So typically when you would go to a craft store, you'll see in the craft aisle, everything is, it's almost sensory overload in terms of the designs of the packages. You know, they're putting colors, they're putting, you know, pictures, they're putting graphics, they're putting different texts, and it's overwhelming. And our crafts are very simple design layout on the front. And then they also have, when you open them up, instead of say like a molded plastic type like insert, ours are all tissue wrapped, tissue paper wrapped. They come like with organza bags and things like that. And so we're really targeting kind of a higher end craft. Uh-huh. That's more of a gift than just say, you know, your typical, say, Michaels or Five Below craft kit.
Oh, cool. So how do you differentiate your business from others in the market, if there is anybody in the market?
Yeah, so there's not really anybody in the market that's doing this, like that's, you know, a craft that's also themed around a trailblazer, yeah. The story and like these entrepreneurial craft kits for girls. So I would say just kind of the things that I said before in terms of differentiating ourselves, we're trying to, you know, just stand out with our packaging and our themes. And then we also do give back to the community. And so last year we gave $30,000 worth of craft kits to organizations like Girls Inc. of Westchester, Girls on the Run of LA. Awesome. Just different organizations that are working to help empower girls. We also want to come alongside them and help them with that. So we've been donating a ton of craft kits to those organizations.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. So how do you market your business? Like, I believe in this case, you must need some education as well, like educational campaigns to give some awareness to the people. And obviously, there are always sales campaigns as well. But yeah, like how you manage it and what platforms do you use?
Yeah, so I would say that the way that we're primarily marketing is through, obviously, social media. Mm-hmm. We're targeting a lot of micro-influencers that will help us to like just kind of unbox it, tell what it is, Because I think when people understand what it is, they're like, we want it, we want this. But what's tricky is when it's, you know, just kind of sitting there, you know, and you're scrolling through things, you're like, what is that? I don't get it. So we're doing a lot of micro influencer campaigns to really get the name out there. We also work with our crafts are sold at Macy's.com and in Macy's stores and on Target.com. And both of those retailers have featured us for Women's History Month, which has really helped our marketing as well and our sales for the respective retailers.
Makes sense. Completely makes sense. So what are your plans for growth or expansion in future?
So the plans for our expansion right now are really, you know, obviously trying to get into more retailers. We're in Walmart.com or we're in Walmart stores right now. We're sold on Uncommon Goods, Etsy, you know, our own website. So the goal is to just continue to grow and then ultimately, you know, hopefully get gobbled up by, you know, a mass craft retailer.
Great. So how do you think, like, what do you think are the most important skills or qualities to run a business like this?
Let me see here. No, that's a great question. Obviously, I guess instead of skills, I think what I would say is if there were people that were looking to start a business, or I think it's really important to not have everything figured out before you launch. Like, there's so many things that can hold you up, but you need to get your product out there and into the market, right? And so I would say, don't get hung up on having every little T, you know, crossed and every little I dotted. You know, obviously you need to have your main things in place. But like, I think some people get so hung up on just even creating a logo or, you know, I'll talk to people that I'm mentoring and they're like, well, I just don't know about the name or what this is looking like. And I have to say, from 2013 to now, our business has completely evolved so many times. And I think, you know, the best piece of advice for entrepreneurs is just get it out there so that then you can have some market research and you can have some testing, you know, in real time so that you know what needs to change and how to change it. So I would say, don't get hung up on, you know, all of the small details. And then another thing I would say is hire out the stuff you don't know how to do or the stuff that takes you too long, because that's where you can just get bogged down to is like, I've been in this long enough that if it's not in my wheelhouse, it's, you know, hired out for sure.
Yeah. So what is the biggest challenge you are facing at this point? Obviously in business.
I would say the biggest challenge is obviously just starting over from scratch. So I got the idea for the new pivot in February of 2021. We launched in November of 2021. So 2022 and then just ending out 2023 is our first 2 years of full business. And I would say it's just been such a learning curve in terms of before I was only a wholesaler to these organizations. So I didn't have a social media presence. No one knew what company I owned because it wasn't marketed as like a company. You know, we would market it as Bass Pro Shop, you know, created this or Macy's created this. And so it wasn't. So I think the biggest challenge for me has really been just starting from scratch, getting brand recognition and getting our name out there so that people can understand our product and what we're trying to do for girls.
Makes sense. Completely makes sense. So do you use AI in this business? Like if not, then how do you think it can help your business?
I am using AI. It has really helped me with, I would say, the SEO portion of our business. And so we're really using AI in terms of here's our current listing, you know, say for Etsy, here's our current Etsy listing, you know, analyze crafts that are in this marketplace and come up with a keyword, you know, keywords for this that would be relevant. We use it for long tail keyword searches, like just giving us different words that we might not have thought about, especially for our long tail keyword searches. And then we have AI rewrite our listing using those long tail keywords so that we have a really good title and then obviously our product description. And then it's also helped us a lot with our alt text for our pictures. And so we've been just using it in terms of trying to get better rankings, you know, with our, not rankings, but just really tightening up our listings and, you know, our, the pictures and everything that's going on with the listing.
Makes sense. So have you ever even thought about it, like using conversational AI in your business, because your business needs a lot of awareness campaign as well? So have you ever think about it?
No, I haven't. I would love to know more about that. no, I think the biggest way that we are getting like awareness campaigns out there is just through our Instagram posts and our Facebook posts. But we have not played around with it in terms of what it could do potentially in terms of conversation starters.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. So what would be your biggest advice to the ones who are watching this podcast? And like, these are the ones who are going to follow your footprints and they're going to start a business. So what will you recommend them?
Well, I mean, again, what I would say is just get out there and do it. Like, don't have everything figured out before you do it. And also don't give up. Like, being an entrepreneur is like kind of a lonely road, right? Like you're just grinding every day by yourself. And I think it's really important to join networking groups that, for instance, I'm WeBank certified, which is a women-owned business certification, which has helped me tremendously in terms of just getting introduced to the bigger suppliers. If you're a diversity-owned business, I would highly recommend that you go out and seek out the certifications for that. You know, don't self-certify, but get certified. I would just say, you know, and have a mentor, have somebody that you can bounce stuff off of, because, you know, it's just really important. You think you know everything about one area, but then it's like you talk to somebody and they're like, well, did you think about this? And you're like, I didn't think about that. And that's really helpful. So I would say, you know, having a mentor and just reaching out to those certification groups and just jumping in and getting started are the biggest things.
That's a beautiful advice, by the way. Thanks for this advice. So now tell the people how they can reach you.
Yeah. So if you want to purchase a craft kit or reach out to me for questions on craft kits, our business, our website is www.kidscrafts.org. So, you know, our crafts are perfect for just jumpstarting your girl's first business, empowering them through the stories and making an impact for a new generation of kiddos.
Thank you, Kirsten. It was really nice to talk to you, and I learned a lot of things.
Yeah,
and
thanks for having me. I really appreciate you guys reaching out.
Thanks, Kirsten. Have a good day and
Happy
New
Year. Have a great day. Yes, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.